Magical Ball. Created by Opal Song. Once upon a time, there was a young English boy named Harry Potter, and he dreamed of marrying a prince. One of the only books he had in his cupboard was The Book of Cinderella, and well, he couldn't help but feel some parallels to his own life. And then he got his Hogwarts letter, and he became a wizard, and then he was famous, and he basically was the prince, and that was a little odd. And then there was the Yule Ball, and that went horribly, not at all anything like Cinderella's party. Even if he did have new dress robes. But there was no Prince Charming, no Princess Charming either. There was only Pavarti and Padma and Ron. And, well, Pavarti and Padma really deserved better than he and Ron. But then he was sitting and just marveling at how terrible everything was and how this wasn't like Cinderella. And then Ron had his Cinderella moment with Hermione, except she was going with someone else. She came down the stairs and she looked gorgeous, and it was very, very much like the book that Harry read as a tiny child. And then? Well, then Harry got his own Cinderella moment, only it was when there was a lull in the music, or at least there was to Harry's ears, and he just happened to be looking over at the doors, and there was a straight line of clear space between him and the doors, and they opened, and it kind of felt like the music swelled, except that it was quiet at the same time. Maybe it dipped, and Draco walked in icy blue and silver, and Harry supposed that technically he was a prince. You know, kind of. He certainly thought he was. And then the rest of canon happened, and he eventually defeated Voldemort, and it was all very dramatic, and that moment never quite left him. Never quite. And so later, when the ministry held a massive ball and Hogwarts got in on it, and everybody who was anybody was invited, everybody who was involved with the war, anybody who had deliberately fled the country, which Harry didn't really blame them for, and the Malfoys were invited because they kind of saved his life, and they were kind of pardoned. And Harry was once again sitting on the sidelines, even though he was technically the guest of honor. He didn't want to be center of attention, even though he had to sit there and look pretty or whatever. And once again, the music dipped and people got hushed and the door opened and it was Draco. Again. And well, Harry decided that he was going to have his Cinderella moment no matter who happened to be Cinderella or the prince or whoever, the other half at this point. So he went up to Draco, held out his hand, and asked for a dance. Ron, in the background, gagged a little. Draco looked shocked. Hermione sort of clasped her hands in front of her face and squealed a little. That was weird. But also looked kind of appalled. And yeah. Harry dragged Draco out onto the dance floor and they danced. And they danced. And they danced because Harry was gonna milk this Cinderella moment for all he could get before Draco went back to being Malfoy the Prat. And then a lot of other stuff happened, including a lot of character development and some consequences for the war and a whole bunch of stuff that, well, are very important to the story, but also long and tedious and not meant for the fairy tale version. Suffice it to say that they finally worked out all their issues and the Wizarding World is doing better now, not perfect, but better, and they all lived happily ever after. Except there was that thing with Voldemort's kid, but no one talks about that. The end. Happy holidays, Duck Girlie!